Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I'm your host, Kyra Carlin, and this episode is heavy on my heart. It is something that I feel like is 1000% needed. It may be just a reminder that you need when you are finding yourself falling into the comparison mode. And I want to preface this. I am not a professional. I do not have a degree in any kind of psychological stuff. None of it, as I just refer to it as psychological stuff. But I want to tell you what I have found with experience, and I want to maybe give you a different perspective in hopes that this may help you go down the huge, dark rabbit hole of feeling like who you are isn't enough. And the thing that I want to talk about is something that I feel like I've been living in and know quite a bit about, and that is social media. So if you guys have ever heard or thought of like, I need to unplug, I've got to stay off my phone, I have to be present with my family, I have to not consume stuff because it is making me feel bad about me and my life. There are a lot of different pathways, a lot of different things or ways that you could look at this. So I want to kind of like just explore, like talk like we're girlfriends. I don't want to be giving you like, you need to do this. This is not a bullet point kind of podcast. This is a podcast where I want to talk to you and give you a little bit of what I would like to feel help and hope in a time when maybe you're falling into that comparison mode and you can't seem to find a way out, and you feel like the only thing that you can do to fix it, and I'm using air quotes, fix it, is to run away. Because that's what unplugging is sometimes. So the first thing I want to say of prefacing this, there is a time and a place for both. So unplugging because you have been hustling on your phone so much, you've been working a lot, you have been spending a lot of screen time on your phone of just, let's say, consuming reels or, you know, just what I would like to say, being a hustler, like working your business a lot. I definitely feel like you need to time block, and girlfriend, I'm not the one for that. There are plenty of other people out in this world who are going to tell you how to time block, how to time management, all of that. That's not me. I'm not going to tell you how to. I am just going to tell you if you are somebody who works from your phone or you feel like that is what you have to do all the time, I think having unplugged time is super important. And I also think it definitely needs to be intentional so that it's not last minute resort, okay? So unplugging is 100% allowed. It is useful. It is helpful. It will help you revamp yourself. It'll help you recharge. It will allow you to step away from what feels like the need to post or the need to show up and the need to share. I have found myself before, honestly, like pushing through really hard, really fast, or having my thoughts be consumed of like, oh my gosh, I need to make a post. Oh my gosh, I need to be on my stories. When you find yourself feeling those ways of like almost anxiety of the need to show up, then that probably is a telltale sign that you do need to unplug. So that's the first thing that I want to say. But that's not actually what I want to help you have perspective on. So I wanted to preface that first because I didn't want anybody to consume this podcast and be like, oh, so you're saying that unplugging is a way of running away. Let me tell you or help with a scenario of helping you understand that social media is not the problem. Before you shut this podcast off, just hear me out when I say this. Sometimes we find ourselves, and I do think it is because of social media and it is because of the way that it is presented to the world or the like the trending topic of like, oh, social media is making me feel like I have to look a certain way. Social media is making me feel like I'm supposed to love my body, or I'm supposed to work out all the time, or I'm supposed to eat 1200 calories, or I'm supposed to do intuitive eating. Like, we like to tie labels for blame of how we are supposed to feel, and then we want to blame social media and say that it is making us feel a certain way. And what I want to tell you is social media does not have that power over you. Only you get to decide how you feel. And I feel like maybe I need to give you some examples or scenarios so that you can understand that, number one, you're not alone, but number two, I want to help you work through this rather than you saying you need to take a social media break so that you can run away from what I would say your inability to recognize how you're feeling. So the first thing I want to say, if you find yourself scrolling endlessly or almost like aggressively or addictively, or maybe like checking on somebody's social media nonstop all the time, like you put your phone down and it's like out of habit, you pick it back up and you go to look again. That maybe is a big sign that you need to recognize, not that you need to unplug, but you need to sit down and journal and figure out what you're feeling and what you are trying to fix, quote fix, by consuming social media. And the other thing is that if you are somebody who is finding yourself comparing your life because of all the content that you are consuming, like you don't love what your house looks like all the time, you don't love how your body looks all the time, you feel like who you are and what you have isn't enough, I want you to recognize that the same people that you are consuming that is making you feel bad about your life is inspiring somebody else. So them getting up every single morning and working out at 5 a.m. and doing their protein shake and drinking their clean green juice and drinking all their water and doing all of these things, and you consume it and you get upset and you tell yourself that it's making you feel bad about your life, is actually inspiring somebody else to show up, to do better, to do a workout, to drink their water. And the difference is, it's how you feel. So the perspective is a thing that needs to change. And what happens is you tell yourself that she is wrong and it's easy for her, and you have this negative narrative, and then you feel like what you need to do is unplug. But if we're being super honest, I feel like when that happens, more than likely you quote unplug from posting, but you find yourself either still secretly consuming or consuming just differently. And then when you come back from your unplugging or your MIA or whatever it is, you don't feel any different. So here is what I want to say. If you do feel it necessary, or it is 100% something that you need to do, is to unplug, girl, go ahead. This is not me saying you shouldn't, but do me a huge freaking favor. If you're going to unplug, I'm going to need you to put something into your mind. I'm going to need you to listen to podcasts. I'm going to need you to read personal development. I'm going to need you to dive into your Bible. I'm going to need you to do all of it, because I think we think I'm going to unplug, and I'm putting air quotes in there, I'm going to unplug and then I'm going to come back in a week and then I'm going to feel better. But the problem is, you did not insert a positive thought into your negative thought pattern. You have been consuming content, telling yourself you're not enough, and you think you stop consuming it is going to, quote, fix everything. In reality, all you're doing is stop taking in new information and you're just repeating the old ones. So the only way unplugging is actually effective is if you stop consuming content that is not blessing you and start filling your mind with stuff that is. Listening to personal development podcasts, listening to sermons, watching YouTubes that are motivational, journaling, talking about planning content that you want, like planning what you want your life to look like, being actually super intentional with your family, be present where your feet are. If you are not taking that time that you're unplugging and doing something positive with it, when you come back, nothing's going to be different, because you are expecting so-and-so or whoever you're watching on social to all of a sudden inspire you, but yet you weren't doing anything in your mind to change it. So that unplugging only prolonged the problem, because the problem is not that person. The problem is how you feel and how they make you feel about yourself. What I want you to understand, your feelings are never wrong, but maybe the thoughts that you have around a situation or around a person or around a story is what is giving you those feelings. So the question is, why don't you just change the story that you're consuming? Instead of saying, must be nice for her, good for for her. That's easy for her. Instead, why don't you be like, wow, if she can, I can. That will give you a completely different feeling, and the situation is the exact same. I had somebody that I really do like adore, and I think that she has so much potential. Just decided that she needed to unplug for the weekend, and then decided that she needed to unplug for the week. And I felt it. I felt it in my heart of being like, you are not unplugging for your benefit. You're running. And I need you to know that just because you unplug doesn't mean that you're fixing anything. If you are going to unplug, number one, really unplug. Number two, do something that is beneficial for you, for your family, because you feeling bad about yourself is not fixing anything. And it's not her problem that you're consuming her content and it's making you feel bad about yourself. I want to remind you that who you are is enough. And the whole point of this is for you to consume content, podcasts, books, audiobooks, social media, that is making you feel better about yourself and reminding you that who you are matters right now. And what you have is enough. There's nothing wrong with wanting to work on you. There's nothing wrong with wanting to do more or do better. But it is wrong for you to take what you have and literally say it's not enough, because more than likely there was a point in time when what you have is what you prayed for. And I want you to remember that no one gets to help you decide how you feel. That is your own individual responsibility. So if what you are consuming is not blessing you, you either need to, one, mute or unfollow that person until you personally can get a grasp on it. Because they are not making you feel anything. You are making yourself feel that way. And I want to let you know that you're not alone. And I want you to know there's nothing wrong with you if you have negative thoughts. There's nothing wrong with you if you have those negative feelings. But it is not fair to yourself to keep thinking that stepping away is going to fix anything. You have to do something. Action creates massive results. And that includes that time you're spending away to develop something that is going to actually make you feel better. So I hope this podcast was helpful. I hope this tidbit is something that you can take away. Maybe if you're having a hard day or a hard week, or maybe just a moment, or somebody that you know is really battling the comparison mode, really battling feeling like who they are isn't enough, I want to remind you that yes, you are. Yes, they are, and you matter. And you need to consume content that is reminding you of that. If you guys ever have any questions, please feel free to ask, to reach out. I appreciate every single one of you. If you found this episode helpful, please share it on your stories. Tag me. I love being able to respond to you guys. I just want to remind you that you matter, and I hope that you know that as well. I love you guys. I mean it. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.